Good morning. How are you all doing? How are you all? Amazing. I like that. Yeah. Oh, wow. Just trying to put things in order in my head, at least. Yeah. No, so because this first page, what I have is the words from last week, and I'm just trying to how many of you were not there last week? Nobody? Everybody? Oh, just Russell. Okay. So most of you all were there last week. So there was quite a few different things. When you listen to it again, because in service, when you're listening to it, there's certain things you pick up. And, you know, sometimes you're just lost with that one thing and that's it. But then when you go back and listen to it, like, it's very interesting. I could break it down. Okay, so I just put this, like, for me in timeline, like, who said what in that sense, right? And so it's like Julia was singing that song, like, You Made a Way. I don't know if you know the name of the song, but You Made a Way for Me. And then Alan says something like, You Made a Way to Enter the Holy Place. It's part of the song, yeah. And then Pastor Lena comes, is like, come into my presence, come to me. And then she says something very interesting. Quit standing in the back. Wick, that is for you. Quit standing in the back. And she literally says, is like, come to the front. It was very crazy. That's like, you know, very different. And then she goes on, and I wrote on my notes, it says forceful. And then she starts this. But God says he made a way for me so that I could say, not my way, God, but your way. I want to go your way. I do not want to go my way anymore. He made a way. Why do I want to go my way? When he made a way, he made a way. I don't need to go my way anymore. I don't need to trust my way. I don't need to trust man. I trust his way. He made a way. But she said it way forceful. Like, you know, you got to understand that. It was like with all, if I can, like, you know, multiply this 10 times, you know, that way. But it was like literally, I literally scribbled forceful. Like, you know, but that was the thing, is because okay, as a pastor, right, she sees people, like, you know, trust their own ways. And then, like, tell them again, and they do the same thing again, and then they go back again, and they do that. And we basically end up, like, you know, just thinking the way we think, and we think our way is right. And God, when he shows up, we'll let him do that when he does it. Till then, I'll figure it out. I'll go to all the dating apps. I'll go to all the other investing things, and, you know, and I'll make all the mistakes, and then I'll trust God. And that's sometimes where basically God basically is teaching us. And I'll go more into it. Then comes BB. And this is where I got stuck, okay? So, you know, in all these things, this was one of the things. My ways are not your ways. Again, we are still on this way path of it, okay? My ways are higher than your ways, but my ways are perfect. My timing is perfect. Don't grow weary in the waiting. That's what caught me. Like, you know, and I was like, okay, there's a weariness kind of thing over here. But, like, let me go further. Keep hope steadfast, confident expectation in a solid certainty that I am on your side. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. I will be there. I have a plan. And you can think about all the Old Testament stories, how many had to wait. And Joseph looked at his brothers and they said, oh, we are sorry. And he said, no, God made a way. God made a way. It certainly wasn't the way he would have planned, right? Because it was not the way that Joseph planned. It was just something different that he would have, that Joseph would have taken, but God made a way, so don't grow weary. And in worship, it just reminded me, it's like that weariness is on people's life. Like, it just feels like, you know. So when I looked onto that side, and I felt like Kirk's family, and then they just invited some guests on that side of it, and the rest of the church is on this side. No, but because I feel that we need to pray for each other, right? So if you basically, like right now, if you're feeling weary, any kind of weariness, like just anybody? Nobody? Everybody good? Okay. How many of you all would like prayer right now? Like if somebody, your neighbor prayed for you? Because, yeah. Yeah. Hey, how are you doing? I thought of you when I turned back. It's like you do definitely need this right now. And I believe that very strongly. So just lay your hands on your neighbor and right now just break every weariness. Everything that the enemy puts against them, oh God, right now, oh God. Just pray for her. Yeah. Everything, oh God, just right now. Just break it off, oh God. Every kind of weariness, oh God. Every kind of saying, oh God, I'm trying. And Lord, this is going nowhere. But Lord, you are able, oh God. And I release that, oh God, even right now, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God, breakthrough. A breakthrough, oh God. I declare a breakthrough, oh God, of people's lives, oh God, even right now, oh God. Breakthrough, oh God, in relationships, oh God. Breakthrough, oh God, in finances, oh God. Breakthrough in health, oh God. Every migraine, oh God, crushed, oh God, right now in Jesus' name. Every kind of disease, oh God, that even comes, oh God, a second time, oh God. We come against it, oh God, right now in Jesus' name, oh God. We release healing, oh God, too easy, oh God. Even right now, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. Everything, oh God, every infection, oh God, we nullify it, oh God, with the blood of Jesus, oh God. So Lord, right now, every weariness, go in Jesus' name. Go. Not in this house, oh God, because Lord, you said, oh God, we walk in freedom. We walk in freedom, oh God. And who the Son sets free is free indeed, oh God. So in Jesus' name, oh God, we receive it. We receive it, oh God. Yeah. Yeah. Faith. Faith, God basically wants you to know, God, that Lord is not looking for you to be a needy person, but he wants you to step up to your name, and you are a person of faith, oh God. So believe God according to the faith that is poured into your life, oh God. So Lord, we just stir it up, oh God, in faith's life, oh God, even right now, God, that Lord, her prayers, oh God, will be answered, oh God. Her prayers will be answered, oh God, according to the faith, oh God, because God honors a faith walk, oh God. You are the God who honors a faith walk, oh God, and that's what you're stirring it, oh God. So, Lord, every despondency, oh God, every kind of even like depression level kind of things, oh God, Lord, is broken off, oh God. She is a person of joy, oh God, and the joy of the Lord will be her strength, oh God. Even as she walks through this, oh God, that Lord, everything, oh God, that you have promised, oh God, is yes and amen, oh God. And we agree, oh God, and we release it, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So then we get Keith. Where's Keith? Oh, wow. Stop playing. Come back to your spot. You can't do that to me. Keith thinks I'm lonely when Court is not here, so he comes to sit next to me. And then he was very bothered that I kept my phone and my wallet on the chair next to me. He's like, see, he wants that space only for Court. Like, oh, it's fine. It's fine, Keith. Okay, don't feel bad. So there's a friend of mine, his name is Pastor Clarence Grant. He's a keyboardist, and his bishop, Bishop Garlington, basically tells him he's an incompetent competent because Clarence doesn't know what he's doing. But somehow while he's playing, he just hits that groove and he goes into that. And when I heard your thing, that first thing came back to me. It's like, hey, I hope he doesn't feel bad, but like, you know, it's like, that's the same thing. It's like you have no idea what you're doing in a sense, but when you're doing it, like when I go back and listen to it, it was like, this is the Lord. Like, I don't know if you know that. It's like, you know, some people train for this all their life to speak that right, and you just go, and you just like, I have one word. This is what he said. I'll read to you, okay? So Keith starts like this. I just got one word from the Bible, okay? And then he goes, and it was, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. See, you're not addressing an individual. There's a way of being prophetic word. Like now I just gave her a prophetic word. But then you're listening to the Lord for the church and the churches. So it's not only for Epicenter Church. It's even for the churches around. Okay? What word, Lord? Pastor Lena spoke the word, draw near. As an engineer, that's two words. Just letting you know. But I understand it. but you got to see, he's like, so he says it. He says, I have one word. And first I hear like, you know, what the year to, and I'm like, where's that one word? And then it's the draw near. Because by that time, I'm out. I'm out of this place. Okay, I'm encountering God over there in my seat with what BB has said. I'm putting it very openly. This is what's happening is over there. Because if you're waiting for somebody to lay hands on you or something, you have to basically try to go in and, just work with the heart of God. It's like for worship, right? Like, you know, the worship songs we're singing and all. We love when God touches us, when God speaks to us. But sometimes we have to ask God, what do you want? Like, if you came to a worship service and you never seen the face of God and you never adored God in that worship service, that whole worship was waste. It only encouraged you. You never adored God. If I'm basically standing over here and all I want is revelation in worship and all I do is I'm just standing, you've missed an opportunity to love on Him, to kiss the face of the Son. A lot of people do that. A lot of really saved Christian people literally sit waiting for revelation. So I can preach this. I'm not interested in that. Like today, even morning, right, it's very tempting when you're preaching. Like, you know, you feel like you want to stir yourself up. And I said, God, I'm just going to adore you. I'm just going to do nothing but adore you. In that, I have fulfilled my purpose on the earth. My purpose is not to preach. My purpose is not that. My purpose is to love on Him, to adore Him, to give Him what He requires. So in all the pursuit of worship as a community, when we worship, if we have not seen the face of Jesus that day or not adored Him, we have missed the mark. You got to constantly keep this in your head. You know, even like we tell worship leaders, is like, hey, if you have not brought people into the presence of God and given them an opportunity to basically see the face of God, you have missed the mark. That's what it would be. And then this is Keith, okay? Everybody has ears. Yes, we know that. Sorry, Keith. Today you're the guy I just lean on. The Lord is calling everyone to draw near to Him. What does that look like? Draw near to the Lord. You draw near to the Lord in worship, and worship, we put Him first. See, this is when you know that He's really like, you know, understanding the heart of God. He says, we put Him first. We put Him high, way above us. We put His will over our will. So now He's kind of connecting what they have said before, Pastor Lena and all, and then we put His thoughts over our thoughts. We seek Him. We trust Him when things are bad. Okay, that's very interesting. When things are coming against us, we look to Him. When it seems like the devil is winning, we look to Him. God has spoken to His church. And then He says, trust Him, lean into Him, seek Him. So this is the word of the Lord. This is the word is trust Him, lean into Him. Like, you know, like you're not trusting your ways. Like what the Bible says, trust not in your own ways, but in all your ways lean unto Him. And you're basically seeking Him, you know. And so then comes Kirk, right? Kirk, I have nothing bad to say now. It's like he's bracing himself over there. Right. I was very impressed. Kirk now for 2 weeks in a row has said, no, he's preached for 3 weeks, but 2 weeks in a row, he has brought me up. And I'm like, what does he want from me? Like, you know, what does he want? Want my anointing? Okay, I'll give it to you. Like, you know, freely I receive, freely give. But you know what's crazy? It's that hunger. The hunger. The problem nowadays is that people have been satisfied and they don't hunger for this anointing. I'm always reminded about my encounter with Bishop Jakes. And Bishop Jakes was, I think in 2000, okay, this is April 2000. Oh, yeah, in April, wow, 25 years ago. Oh, wow, that's interesting. I came to America in 2000 for the first time ever. And I was doing training in Dallas, and this was paid for by the company, and I wanted to go to every place that had revival. So I went to Toronto first, and then I basically went to Idaho Falls, and in those days, Todd Bentley, Bobby Connor, they were speaking over there. Todd was new. Not a lot of people knew about Todd in 2000. And I went over there from Kuwait. I've flown all the way to Idaho Falls. Scary place. The two places I've ever been scared in my life is Idaho Falls and in Minden, Louisiana. I'm not kidding you. There were truckers who literally, to scare me, walked behind me at 1 o'clock in the morning out of a Denny's, and literally, I literally ran to my room. Okay? You got to understand that it was like that kind of thing. They just did it for fun. You know, Minden was a different story. Minden didn't have lights in a hotel room. And you're like, why am I in this room? It's like, you know. But yeah. And then I went to Bishop Jakes. And now you got to understand, I've never been to a black church before. How many of you all have been to black churches? Okay. And it's the hats and, like, you know, the stomping and the hollering. And I have no idea. This is not my style. This is not my groove. I have no idea. But on the plane, this you got to understand, we had these cassettes, right? And we had this. So on the plane, I heard a message from this guy named Bob Shattles. But if you don't know who Bob Shattles was, he was like a 6'8", kind of a giant-looking man who was a cop. But when he ministered, the glory of the Lord would come like gold dust and would rain down on him. And it was just like unheard of in the... I mean, it was heard of because we had all the Sylvania and the other people who moved in it. But it was just... And he would go into an elevator, and he, like a packed elevator, not a big, huge guy, saying, somebody grabbed me. And people would be looking around. He's 6'8", and who grabbed him or something? And he says, when you step out, I need to talk to y'all. And minute they would step out of the elevator, he would say, the one who grabbed me was Jesus. And he would give the gospel message to them instantly. And people would start getting saved. Hey, do what it takes, right? Do what it takes to bring that thing. But it's like, so he was telling a story about T.D. Jakes' aunt used to live with Smith Wigglesworth. Yeah. And so that automatically, you know, I was like, okay. So that anointing is there. You know, and so when I'm standing in that room, like, for me, that is the most important thing. So that hunger, right, the hunger. And all I could think about, I walked through, you know, their security straight to the stage where Bishop Jakes and Sarita Jakes and all sit. And the anointing oil table is over there. I walk straight, and I'm on the other side of the room. I walk straight over there because he said, today God told me to anoint 7 people. And I was like, that's me. I was like, good luck. You can be all the giants of the world, but I'm walking through. Hey, sometimes you have to walk through that thing, like, you know. And so I walked through. And those guys were scratching their head, like, how did he get through? Now, because, like, if you don't know security guys and all, they are, like, watching you like hawks. And how did such a big guy just walk through, come over here? And I started praying in tongues. I was so hungry. I wanted it. And so he starts picking people out of the crowd. And I think the fourth person, he says, you. I came right straight and center. I'm not going to the side. I'm not trying to say, oh, I'm not there. No, no. I am here for this. This is my appointment. Okay, I came and I stood over there. And he prayed for me. Felt nothing. Okay? But I was so thankful that I've come thousands of miles and I got that touch. And I believed in the power of impartation. And I received it. And I just went down on my knees. And as I'm down on my knees, the next I hear is, pick him up. Like, you know, and like a rag doll, they picked me up. Those big guys, they just yanked me up. And then he goes, fire in your bones. For 3 days. I was a mess, 3 days, okay? Forget about that day. Those people, everybody came and touched me, but my shirt's out, I had snot all over my face, and just, I was a mess. And in those days, there was no Uber. So coming from internationally, you had to have like a cab come pick you up and take you back to the hotel. I didn't even have coins. So I'm crawling to my chair, and I'm trying, I mean, service is over. This is passed over. And whoever I could find, I was like, hey, can I get some coins to call? And for the next 3 days, I hid myself in my room. Some days I slept in the bathtub because I was so scared I would fall off the bed. That fire in your bones, when I went back to Kuwait, a man came up to me and he says, hey, can I have that? I was like, sure, here you go. And I was like, fire in your bones. That guy cracked. And you got to understand, in Kuwait, we were meeting in a tent. and we had hard flow. He hit that flow so hard, but for the next 2 hours, 3 hours, he couldn't even get up. He didn't even drive home. Somebody had to take him home. But he hit that flow, and he just, on a cold flow, kept like vibrating like it was nothing. But that's the hunger. He wanted it, you know? So it's like that. It's like, but sometimes nowadays, we just are happy what we have. And we think we know everything, and we are good. But sometimes it's just in that impartation is that. Hey, I have a lot to preach, you know, but I have not much time. So I'll finish with these things only. So Kirk goes, follow my word, follow my lead. I made a way, and you will see my goodness in the land of the living. And then he repeats the same thing. Follow my word, follow my lead. I've made a way for you to see my goodness in the land of the living. Then he goes, there's much more in store. Much, much more indeed. Your job is to listen, mine is to lead. He who has ears and leans in to listen will see I am the Lord. I am with you, not against you. I am for you. And it says, follow my lead. You know, one of the coolest things I've done in the last few months is there's a book by Phil Keller. It says, The Lord is My Shepherd. And I think that first line, the Lord is my shepherd, I have stayed and meditated on that alone for maybe a month or so, plus, a month plus. Just that word alone. The Lord is my shepherd. The question to you right now, the economy is falling. Is he still your Lord? Is he the Lord of the economy? Is he the Lord of finances? Is he the Lord of healing? What is he Lord of? Because the way you respond to in your fear, it tells you where you don't believe that he is the Lord. So this is for you right now. It's like, think of it. Like if you had to go back, what scares you? Arthritis scares you? Like who has arthritis over here? For some reason that came. You. So Lord, we just speak complete healing to him, oh God, even right now, oh God. Every arthritis is broken, oh God, right now in Jesus' name, oh God. Even his blood, oh God, you're healing his blood, oh God, right now, oh God. You're making him whole, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. Just fill, fill, fill. There's a new season coming upon you. Just stay. Yeah, there's a new season of God coming upon you, God, right now, God. The Lord, he's going to open a door for you and in a new way, oh God, and you never thought about it, oh God. And so it's good that you don't have the thoughts, because so let his thoughts come in, his thoughts fill you. Let his thoughts fill you. He's going to open a way. He's going to make a way for you in the name of Jesus, oh God. So Lord, even right now, God, you're stronger than you think. You are stronger than you think. He's made you stronger. You've gone through things because he knows that he can trust you in those things. And sometimes you don't like it. I don't like the taste of this. I don't like the taste of disappointment. I don't like the taste of not having success. So Lord, you right now, God, changing everything just for him because you love him, oh God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord. The thing is that first you have to believe that he's the Lord of everything, heaven and earth. And that, when you put it in respect to what you are afraid of, will tell you where you don't see him as Lord. The people who worry about the market collapse and all, do not trust him because he's not the Lord of their financial market. They trust in themselves. They trust in their thinking. They trust in their investing. But they don't believe that God is able to multiply when there is a lack. He's able to create things for you when there's nothing. You see, the second part is also interesting. He is my shepherd, which Kirk is basically talking about. Is in this part of it, you are ready to follow. So then it challenges us in things where we do not want to lay down and listen to him. If the Bible says, hey, you need to tithe. Oof, it's our toughest thing in Christian church, tithe. But they want the healing, right? And it's not that God doesn't want to give you healing, but hey, you do what you're called to do. You know, Tithe is only the bare minimum of what you're basically giving. But the healing part is the same. If you believe for that, you can believe for the next. You know, and for us, it's like we have to have that. Is if he said it, your job is to listen and follow. So two things we basically have as a church is, okay, he's saying draw near. So there's an invitation given to us. This invitation is so important that you, like Cammie said, I guess during that service was, she has a routine. In your routine, where does the draw near come? Or is it just, I'm going to worship, I'm going to drink my coffee, and I'm going to basically say, that's how much I drew near. If I'm telling you in a worship service, if you have not seen the face of God, you basically have missed it. How much more if there's invitation given to you as a church saying, draw near, seek my face. What do you have to do for that? What would have to change? You see, as a church, that's what we basically have to ask ourselves. It's like, what does it going to look like? Right? In that sense. And then when you come close to him, he's going to tell you stuff. Listen to him. Then you can follow him. Like, you know, in the end part of it, Cammie's like, we have to minister and like, whatever you tell me, I'll do and all. But if you have never drawn near to his face, you have never ministered to him, you have never seen his face, how are you going to listen to him? How are you going to even believe him for that and follow him? You know, we are activating the church. I'm all about activation. Oh, lay hands on the sick, let you know, the dead recover and all that. But the call right now is draw near to me. Come look at my face. In all you're doing, this is what the church is called to. This is where it is. It will separate you from the rest. You see, it's not about revival. It's basically first you're watching his face. And then you know what is moving his heart. And when his heart is moved and he loves that, then you can sing it again. Sing it again. Sing it again. And then that's what you will move with. Otherwise, what you'll do is like you can preach. You can preach till galore. People can clap and say everything. People can get healed. And Jesus will say, I never knew you. Because you've never seen his face. I never knew you. He literally calls them wicked people. You have not done according to what I have told you. Do I have that, Dan? I think it's Matthew 7:19 to 21 or 23-ish. It's somewhere. Sorry. You know, one day I'm going to get an iPad and I'm going to do this. I'm fed up of papers. I'm really fed up of papers. Okay, go 21. Yeah. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Now, how do you know the will of the Father? When you inquire of the Lord, you sit face to face. Go to the next. Many will say to me on that day when I judge them, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Wow. So prophecy doesn't really count whether you have followed God. Oh, wow. And driven out demons. Wow, that too. And done many miracles in your name. Oh, wow, that also doesn't count. That's a trifecta. You just missed out, like, you know, all those things. Forget about me saying that I preached an amazing message and people clapped. And then I will declare to them publicly, not privately, publicly, I never knew you. Depart from me. You are banished from my presence. You who acted wickedly, disregarding my commands. Listen, hear, and follow. That's what the Lord is saying. I will speak to you face to face, and I will talk to you. If he could talk to Moses, he's going to talk to us. He's going to explain to us every little detail of our life. Now, when you listen, you're going to follow. Then you're going to walk. And then you can say, the Lord is my shepherd. That's the way you'll say it. First you'll believe and you'll say, the Lord of healing is here. The Lord of breakthrough is here. The Lord of glory is here. And then you'll say, that same Lord Jesus is my shepherd. Stand up right now. Let's go in with this. Let's go in with this. So Lord, even right now, oh God, every person in this place, oh God, Lord, everything, oh God, which every ungodly belief of who God is, oh God, be broken, oh God. Even tonight, oh God, even as they go back to their house, oh God, let them know, oh God, that who you are. Every way, oh God, where they have not trusted God, oh God, and they have trusted themselves, oh God, reveal yourself, Holy Spirit. Reveal it to them, oh God. Let them know, oh God, that the God, oh God, even who is from the childhood into their old age is able. Yes. Is able. He's never given up on them. He's always making a way. He's always causing them to increase. So, Lord, even right now, God, people in the retirement age, oh God, even right now, God, all their retirements, oh God, we speak a blessing over it, oh God. We speak a blessing over it, oh God. Right now, God, just lay hands on people who are around you, oh God, in, right now, and increase. We declare a supernatural increase, oh God, because, Lord, you are the Lord of their finances, oh God. So you're causing an increase, oh God, to come even over their lives, oh God. Right now, right now, right now, a multiplication, oh God. Yeah, yeah, they're not just going to hold out, oh God, but they're just going to sow, oh God. The sowing is going to increase, oh God. So, Lord, you're just going to bless them, oh God. The blessings of the Lord add no sorrow, God. So I pray for the rest of their days, oh God. No sickness will come over their house, oh God. No sickness will come inside, oh God. No sickness will affect them, oh God. We cancel all that in Jesus' name, oh God. So Lord, we just bless every person here. Every person here, oh God. With an increase of your presence, oh God. Your face we will seek. Your face we will seek. Yeah, that's what we tell people. Seek his face, not his hand. Your face I will seek. May that be our commitment to you as a church. May that be a commitment to you as a people. That from this day on, that Lord, your face. We will not worry about the anointing. We will not worry about what the words are. We will not worry about how intelligent we sound. But Lord, we have seen your face. Our desire is to see your face, Lord. Only your face alone will satisfy us. There may be no words spoken. I may not have even a tangible feeling, oh God. But I will choose to take apart that moment, oh God, of our life, oh God, to spend seeking your face. Just looking at your face, Lord. Not me even having a prayer list, oh God. Just loving on you, God. Just loving on you. So, Lord, we just bless you. We, your people, respond to that invitation of God, saying, Lord, your face will I seek. We will draw near. We will seek you, God. The Lord will be transformed, oh God, by your very presence, oh God. The Lord, everything in us, oh God, would carry that glory, oh God, the way Moses carried the glory, oh God. We believing, oh God, for your glory, God, to infiltrate, oh God, into our beings, oh God, to fill us, oh God, to let it just overshadow us, oh God, that every place we walk, oh God, we'd have your presence, evangelism, oh God, that let your presence come. That, Lord, you are God. You are my God. You are my shepherd. And in you we trust. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.